Welcome to another Beds Police audio boo. Today we're talking to Shona and Sam, two of our officers featured in the BBC One show Traffic Cops. So Shona, why did you decide to become a traffic cop and how long have you been one?
Been a traffic cop for 9 years and I wanted to become a traffic officer because I like the variety of the role. In fact, you can go anywhere within the county and you can really pick up some great offences just by stopping a car.
And what about you, Sam?
Same reason as Shona, really. I too have been on traffic for about 9 years and love the variety of where you can go, and just by stopping a car, you never know what you're going to get.
So, Shona, what has been the most memorable excuse someone has given you for committing an offence?
I recently stopped somebody on the motorway that was going over 100 miles an hour, and his excuse was that he was allowed to go at that speed because he pays his taxes and he just didn't want to hang around and do the speed limit.
Do you have one that stands out to you, Sam?
There's been lots of ones that people give excuses for, not wearing their seatbelts or being able to drive and talk on the phone, and they don't see an issue with it, but none that stand out. There's just been many excuses.
Well, obviously all road traffic offences cause a danger to other road users, but is there a particular offence that you really hate to see people committing? Do you have any, Shona?
Mine has got to be children not properly restrained in the back of the car. At the end of the day, kids don't understand the danger, and that's when parents have to take control of them. If there was ever an accident, you're looking at serious, if not fatal, injuries as a result of failing to wear your seatbelt or being correctly restrained, and you could go out one day shopping and come home and not have your kiddie with you.
Do you feel the same, Sam?
Absolutely. Being a parent, it's so important to have your children restrained correctly in the car for their safety. At the end of the day, they don't understand why they have to wear a seatbelt. It should be the parents enforcing and telling them why they're wearing them.
So how did you both feel with the cameras around?
It took a while to get used to them being there because I felt really self-conscious. But after a couple of weeks, we just got on with our job and forgot 9 times out of 10 they were there, unless they were then getting grief from people we'd stopped and we'd then have to think about protecting them and looking after them.
You had to be aware for their safety as well, because some people took more interest in the camera as to the reason that we'd stopped them and the reason we were dealing with certain offences. They'd sometimes forget that and just put all their attention onto the camera man that was there at the time.
Well, over the past few weeks, there's definitely been a few comments on Facebook and Twitter about you and traffic cops in general. It's obviously been very popular with local residents. Have you found yourselves with a bit of a new celebrity status in the county?
I certainly have. People recognise me when I go shopping, and just general members of the public when you're out and about will say, oh, you know, I've seen you on telly, and I've got some fan mail, so to speak, been sent through the post as well, which is quite nice. But as a result of the amount of attention, I've had to come off Facebook because the amount of requests and emails and bits and pieces I've got, so I've just had to fly under the radar for a bit.
I've kept myself very quiet about it, so the odd person's recognised me. My children think it's been great, but I've kept it pretty low profile, to be fair.
Do you think shows like Traffic Cops actually help to show the public just how difficult your job can be?
I think it's a fantastic role for us to be seen on telly with, because the public just have a completely different perception to what we do. They think we go out there to persecute motorists for speeding, and that's not what we're there for. We're there mainly to make sure that everybody is safe on the roads and they go home at the end of the night. We don't just do that, we obviously back up divisional units, especially now we've got Taser, so we're putting ourselves into a greater role than what the people see us having done in the past.
I think it's been brilliant because everyone's got one perception of what traffic officers do, and hopefully we've managed to change a few people as to the variety of the work we can carry out.